As politicians prepare for the G8 summit, musicians around the world are about to stage Live 8, a series of concerts that aim to raise awareness of poverty in Africa. The concerts will feature some top acts, including U2, Coldplay, and Green Day. Live 8 is the brainchild of Irish musician Bob Geldof, who 20 years ago staged Live Aid for famine relief in Ethiopia. The U.S. concert will take place this weekend in Philadelphia. And to find out more about that concert, we turn to Dan DeLuca, music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I asked him, since the concerts are free and won't raise any money, what's the point of Live 8?
The goal is to raise awareness. You know, in some ways, I think the Live 8 organizers have some explaining to do as to how it works, because it's just a big free show, you know, in the middle of Philadelphia here that's going to draw potentially as many as a million people. And they're free all over the world. Bob Geldof's idea is it's not about charity, because no amount of charity would be able to solve the problem of struggling economies in Africa. So it's about raising awareness of the issues in the G8 industrial nations, so those nations can then act to forgive debt, increase aid, and make trade reform.
So it's about convincing some 15-year-old kid who's there to see Jay-Z that he should really be concerned about Botswana?
Well, I think it's a little bit like that, and that seems a little bit absurd. You know, how are you going to help people in Sudan or Somalia by showing up and seeing Destiny's Child and Toby Keith? And I think that's what confuses people. The natural response is, well, why aren't we paying $100 a ticket for this great bill, or why can't I at least send a check? But what I think it really is, it's about a sort of a global public relations campaign in a way. And it's about trying to get Americans to think about Africa, you know. And people may be skeptical about it. People may think it's dubious. People may think that it's wonderful and noble. But it sort of gets the conversation started.
And there's been some controversy that apart from Dave Matthews, who's South African, there are no African musicians playing in the U.S. concert.
Right. There are none in the U.S. concert other than Dave Matthews. There are very few in any of the shows except in a show that's called Africa Calling, which is taking place in Cornwall, England. And that seems like a really, frankly, kind of dumb thing to me, that you would be doing a show that would gonna benefit the African continent and you're not involving African musicians. Bob Geldof's response to that is that they need to have the biggest acts in the world. You know, they need to have Pink Floyd. They need to have Jay-Z. They need to have Madonna, because they don't want people to turn the TV off. And it really, this isn't like a big rock festival. It's like a big pop concert that's made for television. But still, you would think, you know, it might be a good idea to have some of the great African acts play at some of these shows. Instead, they've sort of been shunted off to Cornwall, to a little corner of England, in a little African ghetto of their own.
Dan DeLuca is a music critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he spoke to us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our program is edited by John Buckley and produced by Chip Grabo. The production staff includes Steve Prophet, Neil Carruth, Nihar Patel, Jacob Conrad, Sky Rode, and Jeremy Hobson. Our intern is Desmond Ortega. The editors, Molly Peterson, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Rob Sachs. The technical director is Leo Delagula, with engineers Carlos Asensio and Shireen Strasberg. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of Day to Day is Jeff Rogers. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.